If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home boys leading Hamburg here in the semifinals of the first Arkansas Bail Bonds Tournament, 26-22 at the break. We'll look over the numbers in a moment, but right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home girls basketball coach Dell Leonard. And Dell, it's been a little less than 24 hours since we last talked. I know you've had a chance to go over some things with your team this morning to work on a game plan tonight for tonight against Watson Chapel. How'd that go this morning?
It went fine. It came in and wasn't anything really intense. Shot around, walked through some things, talked about different things that we thought were important today. Watched some film and trying to get ready to go.
Well, you know, this, Watson Chapel, anytime you play a team coached by Leslie Henderson, you know you're always going to have your hands full.
She does a great job. She gets the most out of them. And, you know, every year we're all kind of in the same boat. We really don't have that many games in right now for football schools and
right.
Bigger schools. But, you know, they just get better and better and better as the season goes on. That's a sign of a system and a coach and kids that buy in.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are the main keys you believe are for tonight's game against this Lady Wildcat team?
Well, I mean, you gotta whatever they throw at us, if they do decide to press, we gotta handle their press off or their press defense. We gotta get better at that. We need to be pressed before league starts, so we're trying to prepare for that. Offensively, I mean, we gotta execute whatever they're in, whether it's a man or a zone. We have to execute. And then more importantly, I think on the defensive side of the ball, being able to contain dribble penetration. And when you play a team, even backing up before that, I mean, you gotta be really good in transition defense first. But then once you make them face five, you gotta be able to contain the dribble. And, against really athletic teams like this, you can't get too much into, okay, we're going to try to force them to the outside and help across and cover down, because what happens is during the middle of all that, if there's a shot taken, it's really hard to get back and block out. So blocking out rebounds huge against these guys. And if we can contain the dribble and defend the post pass and not let the ball penetrate either by the dribble or the post entry pass, then that'd give us a better chance to block out. And they've got some good players, and this mm-hmm. would be a tough game for us.
Well, I'll tell you what, looking over the games that we have had so far here in this tournament, Watson Chapel went down to the wire against Wonderview last night. You've got some excellent teams in this tournament this year.
Every game's been close except for the Hermitage games, and we didn't really know a lot about Hermitage coming in except that they were 11-2. I was actually a little shocked that they haven't. Their kids have been great. They've played hard. They've acted right, but they just had a couple of really bad nights. And,
right.
And those two games, our game against them last night and their game today against Wonderview, but I think you got to give Mountain Home and Wonderview a little bit of credit for how well that they played in those games. But the other games have all been really close. It's a really close field. It's a very difficult tournament to put together the bracket. But I think the games and how close they've been, I think we did a pretty good job.
All right. Well, Dell, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
That was the Mount Tom girls basketball coach, Dale Laird. We'll break and come back and check our halftime numbers in a moment. Our score at halftime, Mount Tom boys leading Hamburg 26-22. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
And we welcome you back into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mount Holmes boys leading Hamburg by a score of 26-22 at the break. Again, this is the semifinals of the first Arkansas Bell Bonds Tournament. Looking at the scoring summary for both teams, two players with 8 points each for Mount Holmes. Those are Colton Peters and Wyatt Gilbert. 3 points each for Bennett Pinson and Brandon Morris. Two for Baylor Cresilius and one each for Luke Cruz and Matt Jones. One player already in double figures for Hamburg. Caleb Bridges leading the Lions with 11 points. Five so far for Nigel Lewis, four for Jalen Wilson, and two for Kyron Smith. Now, again, the winner of this game will play Clarendon tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And if that's Mount Holmes, we'll have that game for you here on Classic Hits 101.7. If Mount Holmes loses, they'll play Farmington tomorrow afternoon at 3. And we'll have to move that game to KTLO AM 1240. The reason being, it will because of conflicts with Arkansas State football. Red Wolves playing in the Arizona Bowl tomorrow afternoon. Again, Clarendon defeated Farmington today by a score of 61-58 in the other semifinal. Over on the consolation bracket, it was Mountain Home Christian Academy over Brinkley 67-61 and Paragould Cave City by a score of 62-48. So Mountain Home Christian, so Brinkley and Cave City will play for 7th place tomorrow morning at 9. Mountain Home Christian Academy and Paragould will play for 5th place tomorrow at noon. On the girls' bracket, again, Mountain Home playing Watson Chapel in just a little bit. The winner will play Paragould tomorrow at 4:30. And if Mountain Home wins, they will play tomorrow on Classic Hits 101.7. If Mountain Home loses tonight, they'll play Norfolk tomorrow at 1:30. And we'll have to move that game again to KTLO AM because of A-State football. Rams, Lady Rams beat the Lady Panthers 52-41 tonight. Well, we'll break one more time and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home leading Hamburg 26-22. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!